The Doug and Wolf Show.
The next 4 hours of your life will be outstanding wherever you are if you keep listening to The Doug and Wolf Show.
You're calling your shot.
I'm calling my shot on today's show.
Doug Franz, Ron Wolfley.
You know that's good radio.
Oh, yeah.
Doug and Wolf, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
There's no game seven tonight. Is it okay if I get ready for it anyway? I'm not. Anybody else over it yet? I'm not.
No, there's no way we're over it right now. Really, there's no way.
Sorry, there's nobody's no big in. I'm still struggling with it.
Nothing is over. Nothing. Good morning, Basinonians. Ron Wolfley, Doug Franz, the Doug and Wolf Show. Nothing's over.
At least we swept the Pirates. We got that.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly. That was good to see right there.
That was very good to see.
The Diamondbacks on a roll right now. What, four in a row?
Yeah, that's
7-3 in their last.
No, no, a roll for the Diamondbacks is not four in a row. It's four in a month. So we're good now.
I mean, like, come on now. That's nice, Midge. You know what? Where have you been, Midge?
I've been here. Where have you been?
That's a good question. That's a very fair question.
I said that a little facetiously.
Welcome.
It's about time you did something, Mitch.
Man, there's a lot to get to this morning, but you are the one person, I'm assuming, that you never thought about this ever. Okay. But did you have any teammates that did? Ben Roethlisberger showed up to camp in a T-shirt this morning that said, on the top, D-I-F. Then on the bottom it was F-E-R, then it was E-N-T. So he had three rows of three letters for different. And he is the type of person that put at least a month worth of thought into what shirt am I wearing day one of camp.
Yes,
because I know I'm going to be on TV. I'm assuming you would be one person we could trust that did not think about your day one wardrobe.
There's no way in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Are you kidding me? Especially back when I played 1985. You got to remember, that's when the blood sport was indeed the blood sport. You just showed up. You grabbed anything. You didn't care what you dressed in when you went to the first day of training camp. I can guarantee you right now it was going to be something that came off really easily because you knew you were going to be in the shower all day long. When you went to training camp back in 1985, man, are you kidding me? You had two-a-days. You were looking at two-a-days immediately. You would come into camp. You'd have your I should backtrack a little. You'd come into camp. You'd have that three-day adjustment period. That was around even when I was going to training camps in 1985. Three-day adjustments, and then all of a sudden, you would start training camp, and it was brutal. It was right from the very beginning. You were 5 minutes stretch, 10 minutes stretch tops, and then all of a sudden, okay, individual. An individual was like, okay, get ready, because here it comes. They're going to find out right away who is ready to ball and who's ready not to ball. So the fact that Big Ben and players nowadays, they show up and they show up to training camp thinking about what they're wearing, that's just more evidence the game has changed.
Starting last year, you now have a 5-day acclimation period before the hitting starts.
The acclimation.
So you had 5 minutes.
You better get
it. And they now have 5 days.
Yeah, that's right. That is just ridiculous right there. But you know what? Listen, this is the way that the NFL has gone. It's the way that a lot of people believe they had to go. But it's different. There's no doubt about it, Ben. It is different. If you look at Ben Roethlisberger in his career, this is something we talk to Lorenzo Alexander about all the time. You look at when he came into the league and their retirement, when they exited the league, when Zoe exited the league, when Big Ben eventually exits the league, the difference between when they came in and when they exit is night and day. It is unbelievable. So Big Ben is Big Ben. He's a unique and different individual, isn't he?
And then there's your shirt selection today.
Oh, yeah, I know. Exactly. I'm sorry right now. I've got the short sleeve collared shirt, the button down on right now, which can only mean one thing. There's some type of meeting, right?
No.
There's something. Yeah, that's what it is. There's some type of meeting that is actually going to happen today. Good morning.
I hate meetings.
I know.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. This is the Arizona Sports Front Desk with your wake-up call.
Thank you.
Punch it!
What happened basically around the time you went to bed until right now? Maloney's got you covered.
Suns owner Robert Sarver thanks fans and pledges future success.
You know, I love that he did it, but I don't mean this as a jerk. I just mean it as fact. Actions speak louder than words. He does have a track history when he first, he's admitted years and years ago the Joe Johnson mistake, and he did some things to stay in the luxury tax immediately after that, and then 10 years and nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing, just bad ownership. So I do believe him, but at the same time, he'll have a lot to answer to if he's not able to keep it together.
It was a nice gesture by Robert Sarver, no doubt about it, and I think he is being sincere. Just keep this team together. Prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Suns Bucks NBA Finals Series viewership increases by 50% from 2020.
It's interesting to see where this goes because it increased over the worst finals ratings in the history of the NBA. So on that standpoint, it sounds great, but it's still one of the fourth worst rated finals since basically Magic and Bird started. So it's still, there's still issues. But as Dave Pasch told us, I think when you were gone, maybe you were here. It's hard to remember when you were here. He said, why should the Suns care about the ratings? And he's right. I thought this was a great finals. Great finals and a lot of people you could individually root for in it.
And not only that, I thought it was great for the NBA as well to have two smaller market teams actually in it right now. I thought that was good for the league overall.
Chris Paul is still the Suns' top offseason priority despite disappointing close to the season.
This is kind of a weird statement. Who says? I read a fascinating article from Bobby Marks on ESPN.com that said Devin Booker is eligible for a two-year extension. I admit I didn't know it, but now that I do know it, do you go make sure that Booker's happy and make sure that you give him the extension, or do you ask him what's more important to you, a two-year extension because you're the most important piece we've got, or do you want to make sure that we have Chris Paul before we talk to you? Yeah, let him decide.
That is a good place to start right there, Devin Booker. He is the franchise going forward. He's the franchise now, and he's the franchise going forward. Devin Booker, start there and see if you can get it done.
The D-backs completed a three-game series sweep for the first time since late April as they beat the Pirates yesterday 6-4.
Yes. I don't look at the standings. Don't tell me where the Pirates are in the standings. And the reason why, like I had a couple of people talking about the Pirates. You listen, the Diamondbacks right now are the worst franchise in Major League Baseball. Not as an organization, I mean on the field. So when you're worse than everybody else and you sweep somebody, don't tell me where the everybody else is. You did it. You get the credit.
Yes, Madison Bumgarner gave his team a chance to actually win a game. It's amazing now where our standard is for Mad Bum.
Yeah.
Tokyo hit another six-month high in new COVID-19 cases yesterday, one day before the Summer Olympics begin, as worries grow of a worsening of infections during the games.
Read a fascinating article on how the, 8,000-year history, whatever it is, of Japan and the way people are raised there, you just don't protest. You everything that happens to the country, you suck it up and you advance and you move forward with great discipline, and they've got protests going on. Now, it's not like the protests that that Americans throw or the 60s or any time since, but it's interesting to see anybody upset, and there's a lot of Japanese people really angry that these games are even going on.
Yeah, exactly right. At some point in time, I would not be shocked if they shut this thing down.
Wow.
When that point is, I don't know.
The U.S. women's soccer team shut it down against Sweden, so it's already happened.
Next.
So big changes might again be on the horizon. Texas and Oklahoma reach out to the SEC about joining the conference.
If you don't care about college football, or college sports, I understand that you don't care about this story. But if you even remotely care, like if 10% of the time in your life you've enjoyed going to a college game and you kind of like it, this is an enormous story with massive repercussions all across the college football landscape. If you bring Texas and that huge, that's an economic driver unto itself, and you drop it into the SEC, nobody can compete.
Why would Texas and Oklahoma want to go into the SEC? That's a question we need to explore.
Mm, it's very interesting. Boy, there's a lot of meat on today's show and a lot of things to be able to get to. Any of the things Maloney just went through, if you want to get your opinion in and possibly have it read on air, give us your name and your thoughts and text it to the FanDuel text line at 620-620 right now. Finals are in the books. What's next for the Suns? What's the list of priorities? How soon should they take care of it? Let's go. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
The number one story of the day.
To give us that joy, man, I mean, we can't do nothing but celebrate this team. And that's what I'm doing.
It's been a dream season.
I don't think this is just a one-year deal. I think the future is really bright here.
This core group of players the Suns have right now, do they win a championship sometime in the next half decade or so?
Half decade or so? Sure. Yeah, okay. That's enough of a time frame.
Doug and Wolf's The One.
Most important thing on our minds and what we think is the biggest thing for you to think about sports-wise on your way into work this morning is The One. Good morning, it's Doug and Wolf live in the Auction Community Studios. And The One is basically this date, June of 2049.
June 2049.
Think about that. June 2049.
Okay.
Aaron Maloney in June of 2049 will be about 5 or 6 years away from grandchildren.
Okay, there you go.
That's when the Suns will go to the finals next if they make the same mistakes they did since 93.
Oh, my goodness.
If you have the same gap, it's 2049. Until the Suns get to the finals.
Oh, I was wondering where you were going with that. I really was. I've got to admit that. You pulled it out of the fart.
2049 is, that's how much pain and suffering you went through if you think about how long it's been since Chambers,
whoa,
Marley, Barkley, and that group, and Tim Kempton, and that group that was able to get the Suns to the finals. So, what do we have to do? What do we have to do to decrease that amount of time dramatically? Fantastic article. You know, listen, we always want you to go to ArizonaSports.com, ArizonaSports.com, ArizonaSports.com. But Bobby Marks is a really good writer, and even though he's a deep NBA guy, the stuff he brings up and teaches is really, really interesting. And at ESPN.com, he wrote an extensive article of all the things that the Suns need to do in order to try to keep up. And keep in mind, next year you have Klay Thompson healthy. Okay, so the Warriors are, you hope to. I mean, I want to beat the Warriors, but I want them at their best. Klay Thompson should be healthy. Who knows where Damian Lillard will be? Who knows how the Lakers are going to have a normal non-COVID season? At least we hope we can handle the Delta variant, but you know what I mean in a sports context.
Absolutely.
You have that. The Clippers got it handed to them, so what are they going to think about going into next year? And are there any Phoenix Suns next year in the West? Utah's your number one seed. Is there anybody that's going to surprise? So you have all of that to get through. And in the Bobby Marks article, which really smacked me in the face, I think everybody assumes Chris Paul is far and away the number one priority.
Yes.
I thought the same thing until I read his article. And when I read his article, what really fascinated me was this question. I didn't know this, and maybe you did as a hardcore Suns fan, but Devin Booker is eligible for a 2-year extension. Do you prioritize that first?
I did. Well, first of all, right now, how does that impact Chris Paul? How does that impact bringing back Chris Paul and the contract you're going to have to sign him to if, in fact, he does opt out of this contract? How does that impact your dealings with DeAndre Ayton? Can you get it all done, Douglas? Can you do all of that? That's what I want to know, because Devin Booker, I agree with you right now, he's the priority. Whether you're actually going to go out there and extend him to a 2-year contract or not, you start with him and the conversation with him and what he wants to do and where his head is thinking right now. Because once again, Chris Paul, you know the affinity, of course, that exists between Devin Booker and Chris Paul. There's a mutual love and respect that is there between these two guys. So once again, where is Devin Booker on all of this? Well, we'll start with Devin Booker in this 2-year extension that they could assign him to, or actually sign him to, I should say. And then we'll go to Chris Paul. But the conversation, whether you're going to sign D. Booker or not, It's got to start with him.
I love that idea. I number one, so you know the specific date. August 1st is the magic date of Chris Paul has between now and next Sunday. And by the way, when somebody says next Sunday, it doesn't mean the upcoming Sunday. The upcoming Sunday is just Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay? This Sunday or next Sunday.
Okay,
all right,
please.
So coming up next Sunday, you have to have Chris Paul already announce whether he's opting in. And opt-in means I pick up my $44 million player option. I am a Sun for 1 year.
Okay.
He can opt out if he chooses to, and then he's a free agent. But that doesn't restrict him from re-signing with the Suns.
Yes, and most people believe that's what he's going to do.
A lot of people say that. Now, there's two other forces in this article about Chris Paul that you have to look at that are scary. Number one, everybody knows about. LeBron's his best friend. He's from California. His family never moved. And he can play with Anthony Davis and be the point guard of that team and make a run for a championship in his home and stick it to the Clippers all in one thing. So that's real, whether you want to admit it or
not. You know
what?
I don't like that, though. I really don't. I just think they're the same player for the most part. They really are. They need the ball in their hand.
I don't think it's a great move for him, but I understand why it would happen. Because, like I've always said, if somebody wants to go home, I get it. Then there's something else in this article that I kind of knew, but I admit I didn't put the pieces together. And with the help of Bobby Marks to make me miserable,
yeah.
I report it now to you so all of you can be miserable with
me. Okay, hold on to your butts.
Do you remember the story of Devin Booker's former agent, Leon Rose,
yes,
becoming the Knicks guy?
Leon.
He's also Chris Paul's former agent.
Okay. What's your point here, Doug?
My point would be,
honestly,
if it's all about Devin Booker staying with Chris Paul,
oh no,
could they not both be Knicks?
Just no.
Don't you think Leon Stop Rose, it. When he had a meeting with the Knicks a long time ago, said, you know what, Chris Paul could opt out.
Doug Leisure. You're not going to drum that up again. You're not going to bring that up
again. I am not drumming it up.
Devin Booker wants to get out of Phoenix, please.
I'm just giving it to you.
No.
So I like the idea of approaching Devin Booker within the next 48 hours and saying, do you want to talk during the Olympics or after?
Yes.
And if he says after, say, that's fine. We want to talk before August 1st.
Right.
And then tell him, you are our number one priority. Do you want to talk about a two-year extension now, which could tie our hands a little bit in getting Chris Paul signed to an extension?
Yes.
Or do you want us to go straight to Chris Paul? What do you want? But we need you to know you are the number one priority, and we want to make sure that you're happy. And if a two-year extension makes you happier, then we want to talk to you about it. If Chris Paul staying makes you happier, then let us talk to Chris Paul before we sign you.
Yeah, I'm so happy that Bobby Marks overall says that the Suns can bring everybody back. And, yeah, they're going to be into the luxury tax. There's no doubt about that. But they can bring everybody back. I love that. I love the fact, if in fact you can do that, bring everybody back. I got no problem with that, except go and find, Hassan Whiteside as your backup five. Bring somebody in who can actually maul somebody in the paint and be a physical force in the paint. Even Rashawn Holmes, a guy like that, we were talking about him. I love his game, the energy that he brings. This is what I think they've got to do. Bring everybody back and make one adjustment, and that might be somebody in the paint.
Can't wait to see the Vegas Summer League, to see what Jalen Smith is able to do in the Vegas Summer League, and just see what do you have there. And I don't know what the answer to that question is. Well, you said Bobby Mark says you can bring everybody back. That is right on the shoulders of one man. That's on the shoulders of Robert Sarver. And Robert Sarver wrote you a letter that was tweeted out by the Suns. When I say you, yes, Ron Wolfley, you, but yes, everybody, every one of you that are listening that call yourselves a Suns fan, I'm kind of mocking the other people that are here, Lakers fans, blah, 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 says this: thank you for your unrelenting support this season. You gave us a home court advantage all year long. You showed up loud and proud, represented your team with respect. We set out to bring an NBA championship home to the Valley, a goal you should expect every season. We came up a little. I don't even want to read anymore. That's the line to me. A goal you should expect every season. And then the last line is, this is what championship culture looks like. I can't wait for us to all share in the feeling of what a championship season feels like.
Oh, that is so good right
He's
there.
Calling
well
himself out on that one.
That's, you're exactly right. This is what a championship culture looks like.
Now, make no mistake, there's a reason why you do this marketing-wise. You want people to believe and buy season tickets.
Oh, yeah.
But he did stick his neck out to the point of he looks worse than he ever has if he isn't able to keep this core together once you write that letter. I like a letter like that. I do think he's holding himself accountable to bring the pieces back.
No, I think this was an excellent gesture by Robert
Sarver. I do, too.
I can't say, though, Douglas, it was totally unexpected that he would do this, but I do think Sarver is being sincere when he does this. I think he's... Douglas, I think he's changed. I think he has. I think bringing in Monty Williams, I think the hiring of James Jones, bringing in Monty Williams, bringing in CP3, I think he has changed. I think he has seen the light as an owner. You got to go out, you got to hire good people, and then get out of their way. Let them do their jobs. Let them do what you do as a businessman. The one thing we could say about Robert Sarver, he's an excellent businessman. Can we say that?
Yes.
Yes. Robert Sarver ought to know not just anybody can be an excellent businessman. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Robert, give me the keys for a minute. You want me to trash your organization? Give me the keys for, I don't know, 3 months. Not everybody, not everybody, Douglas, has that skill. Robert Sarver, it doesn't say anything negative toward you as a person or a man in any way, shape, or form that you're going to hire good, qualified people and then let them do their jobs. Get out of their way. And I think Robert Sarver has learned that. And I think maybe, I don't know. Maybe Larry Fitzgerald in the conversations. I know that Larry Fitzgerald and Robert Sarver are good friends. I don't mean
weird,
just acquaintances. I'm talking about good friends. I think. Hey, have you ever had a friend that could speak into your life?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. I think that's exactly what's happening here. Would you listen to advice from Larry Fitzgerald if you were Robert Sarver? I think yes.
Well, let's talk about Fitz. We'll do that in about 20 minutes. But up next, Tim Kempton. We got some texts yesterday on the FanDuel text line that said, hey, I want more Tim Kempton in my life. So we said, okay. Tim Kempton, Suns color analyst, coming up next on the priorities, the offseason, and his look at 2021. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Doug and Wolf on your way to work.
There's just that oddball energy that Ron Wolfley brings to your morning.
Doug and Wolf.
Come on, let's go. Bring it now. Bring it. Come on.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Thanks for waking up with the two of us. It's Doug and Wolf here on 98.7 FM, Arizona sports station. And right now on the Coulter Automotive Group sports line, his Suns color analyst, Tim Kempton. You can follow him at SunsTK. Tim, I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine, if you don't mind. There's a man here by the name of Ron Wolfley that
don't
has joined
laugh
the
at
show.
That, TK.
Ron Wolfley, welcome back. Glad you had a restful and relaxing time with the family and in Buffalo, New York, and now welcome back to the Valley, bud.
Yeah, appreciate it, buddy. Hanging out with the Amish is always a cool thing. There's no doubt about that, man. I want to ask you
right
now.
Do the Amish play basketball?
The Amish are good. Oh, my goodness.
Are they? I didn't know that.
Okay. Everything they do it as hard as they possibly can into the ground right here.
Good and plenty.
What, Tim?
Good and plenty.
Good and plenty.
Good and plenty. That was the restaurant that we always stopped stopped in going back and forth between New York and Pennsylvania on our family vacations.
There you go.
It was an Amish restaurant.
Fantastic.
I actually went to one called the Shepherd's Place, but I'm not going to get into this right now, Mason.
I like it.
Not going to do this. When you think of the NBA Finals, where do you begin?
Where do I begin? I begin with very, very entertaining. I thought it was a good series. It was nice to see those two teams in it. I really enjoyed the fact that they weren't so-called super teams. It was more or less trading. It was good front office and good coaching throughout the playoffs. So I was very happy to see those two teams in it.
At Suns TK joining Doug and Wolf. You know, how quickly do the Suns need to pivot and move off of we were just in the finals? The first deadline date is August 1st when Chris Paul has to have his decision made to opt in or opt out.
Yeah, James Jones really has his work cut out for him now because as you go along, oh, you're a nice team. You know, yeah, you won eight games in the bubble, and then they get Chris Paul, and expectations have risen immensely now for the Phoenix Suns. So obviously you've seen the weaknesses that you have in the NBA playoffs. You have to address them. And the decisions you make become even more critical because of where you are now and the expectations going into next season.
You know, Bobby Marks, of course, in this article Doug Lease is referencing and has been referencing this morning, is talking about the fact that the Suns could actually extend Devin Booker to a two-year deal. Where do you start when you, if you had to prioritize the offseason, where do you start and how do you do it?
Well, first of all, you sit down with Chris Paul and figure that situation out. How many years do you want? How much are we going to pay you going forward? Because obviously he was huge in the Suns season and playoff run. So if you don't have Chris Paul, you don't make it to the NBA Finals. Then you need some frontline help. Dario Saric not playing next year is going to be huge. You have a nice piece there in Frank Kaminsky, but I don't think the organization and the coaching staff trusts him. So if you don't trust him, you have to go out and get someone else. I thought Frank did a great job throughout the regular season. I thought he showed exactly why we have him in that last game. I thought he played exceptionally well, but for some reason there's not that trust factor with the coaching staff and the front office, so you have to address the front line. We saw that in the finals where the size and strength of the Milwaukee Bucks really had an effect on the outcome of that series.
There's the other thing about this article that's really interesting is the rules for DeAndre Ayton. You can sign him to a five-year max salary extension at $168 million. You can try to negotiate. You can't sign him to any other five-year extension. So if you don't give him the max money, you're allowed to go 4 years, but you would still need to be in the $100 million range to make it worth his while to do it, to actually get that done. Or you say, you know what, DA, we love you, but we want you to prove it. So we give you $12 million, and that's fine, but it's a 12 million, 1 year contract, and you give up the fact that he now becomes a restricted free agent at the end of the season. Where are you at on that, TK? Because we all want him, but at what price, and what's good for him to keep him motivated, but at the same time make sure he knows we want him?
Yeah, no, I signed him to a five-year max deal. He's gotten better every year that he's played in the NBA. I think he saw a glimpse of what he can be, but also he saw a glimpse of what he needs to be going forward. I think he's definitely a piece going forward. It's Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Cameron Johnson, and Mikal Bridges. Those are the four pieces that I'm building around. And if DeAndre, 5 years, $168 million in the economics of the NBA today, I have no problem with those numbers for DeAndre for 5 years alongside of Devin Booker. He's a double-double guy. Yes, there are things that he needs to work on, but you're not going to find another talented big man like that in the NBA for anything less than that. So I signed DeAndre to 5 years, 168, and start working on the other things around those guys.
Yeah, I am bullish on DeAndre Ayton as well, Timmy. I really do. I think this guy, he's still got room to grow, a lot of room to grow. I don't think he has hit his ceiling. I don't think he knows where his ceiling truly is. I think he's still got a lot of emotional development where he's got to continue to learn how to compete and compete and compete and do it at all costs. And that, to me, is something I'm bullish on. I think he's actually going to get it. He's not a finished product right now, yet at the same time, I'm with you on that, man. I'm going to go ahead and sign him to a five-year deal.
And here's the other thing. Make sure Mark Bryan is here as well.
Yeah, right. Great point right there, Timmy.
You know, I'm really glad that you said that because there have been years where Robert Sarver has done the necessary things, maybe player-wise, but not necessarily behind the scenes. And I'm not talking about keeping Willie Green. If Willie Green goes to New Orleans, that's great for the organization. I'm talking about other assistants that you make sure they get rewarded and they stay. And boy, you nailed that one, Tim. Tim, we got 20 seconds left. My last question isn't a question. I don't want to direct you anywhere. If you have an open microphone, what do you want to say about the Suns going forward?
Yeah, great season. A lot of fun. Brought the enthusiasm and the team back onto the, you know, the front page of the Phoenix sports landscape. Now, just stay there. You've got the pieces to stay there. Just keep going forward. Like you said, make great decisions in this offseason for Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, and Cam Johnson. Keep those guys moving forward.
You know, Timmy, if you're ever in Rushford, New York, and you want a sandwich, you go to the Shepherd's Place and get the Shepherd's Deluxe, okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah, good and plenty. It was all about family dining. You sat down with a family from Ohio, and you all just had great egg noodles. The egg noodles that the Amish make are phenomenal.
You are so spot on.
What a world traveler. There's Tim Kempton. Thank you, Timmy. There's at Suns TK. Join us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned Cadillac, you want CoulterCadillacTempe.com. Experience the difference. He can talk hardcore about the Tour de France. He can go into basketball. He can go into the Amish. What can the man not do?
The Amish are tough.
Guess what we're going to do? It's time for Cardinals training camp. Do you realize one big thing is happening today? And one big thing needs to happen soon. It's coming up on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
This is J.J. Watt, and you're listening to 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
That's a great group. We got a good mix of experience and youth.
Let's be sharp. Let's finish strong.
You've got all the assets. You've got the talent on your football team. Time to produce.
Talent is great, but you have to be able to cultivate and build upon that.
We got the guys. We got the talent. We got the athletes. You know, that shouldn't be an issue.
Doug and Wolf talk Cardinals. Now.
Good point. Got to get back to that.
Indeed.
Today is the day. I'm not ready to move on from the Suns either. I'm trying to put it in the back of my mind, and I can't.
Just wallow in it.
And then because of the hilarious Instagram video of Giannis ordering 50 pieces of chicken, in which he recorded himself with a Chick-fil-A menu take order taken.
Can I have a 50-piece?
50-piece.
Sorry, I will put you. Can I put your camera? Do you mind or no?
Because it's been 50 years.
There's 150,000 people watching you right now.
Really?
Yes. So can I have, please, a 50-piece Mac Minis? 50, exactly. Okay. Not 51, not 49. Chicken Minis, yes. 50. And let me have a large drink, no ice, half Sprite, half lemonade.
Oh, half Sprite, half lemonade.
Now, here's the problem with
this. Does anyone drink that right now? Raise your hand.
Here's the thing they do now. A lot of people are now calling it the Giannis, and there are a lot of different places, especially Chick-fil-A because of their great lemonade. There's a lot of places that are now serving the Giannis.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of Giannis Antetokounmpo getting that.
Of course, what? That makes perfect sense.
I bring that up because I'm trying to move on from the finals, and we keep getting bombarded with these stories, which are basically in one category. How great are the human beings that play for the Bucks?
Yes.
I want so badly to hate them. You know why I hate the Bucks?
What?
Ryan Braun.
Okay, Ryan.
That's the only thing. That's the only reason why I can hate the Bucks. I'm still mad what the Brewers did to Josh Colemanter and the D-backs and Ryan Braun cheating, and that's all I've got on the Bucks.
Okay.
Exactly.
There you go. Somebody play the Ryan Braun sound. Somebody do that.
For my 28 years on this planet, did not do this.
Yeah. That's the only thing I got on the box.
I mean, he looked right at the camera and he said it with conviction.
Oh, that'll make you hate Milwaukee. That's it. That's the only thing I got. So therefore, with all of the bombardment of good stories about the Bucks, if you try to move on, there's two pieces of news that you can think about. One thing that is happening and one thing we assume is going to happen very soon. Number one, today's the day where rookies report.
Yes.
The Arizona Cardinals, in a rookie sense, start training camp today to try to get there in order to get into the playoffs, which they only needed one win in their last two games to get last year. And then there's something that hasn't happened yet. Is Larry Fitzgerald going to play football?
Oh, my goodness. I know, Douglas, honestly, right now. You know what? I've got this hunch. Now, listen, if I had a hunch about Larry Fitzgerald in the past, Douglas, if I had that, would you say, yes, of course, we mm-hmm. would say that. I have had a hunch about Larry Fitzgerald in the past, and every time it's been a
Ron Wolfley gives you the latest on Larry.
Now, wait a minute. We didn't need that, man.
You're Thank even you wearing a nice shirt. You might as well tell us.
You know what? It has nothing to do with Larry Fitzgerald, but I do believe, I just got this feeling right now that the Suns season is over, it would be just like Larry Fitzgerald as a minority owner of the Phoenix Suns, now that it is over, that he makes some type of declaration tomorrow.
Tuesday is the day where the veterans would report. Now, not that that matters. He doesn't have a contract, so he's not a football player. He reports whenever he signs. But it does seem to make sense now that you're not taking any shine off the Suns' playoff run to the playoff, in the playoff championship run, and the Cardinals' veterans haven't reported yet. So the two, or the other one is miss a couple preseason games and then join, because you don't want to go through training camp.
Yes.
Or number three is you were done a long time ago. He was on the jump way back in the beginning of this month, and that's the NBA show. So here he is as a minority owner, not a football player. But, of course, what did they ask him?
Are you planning on returning for an 18th season with the Cardinals?
Well, I haven't decided on anything, Rachel. I'm just sitting here playing golf and having a good time and enjoying the camaraderie with the guys, honestly. You know, training camp starts in a few weeks, and, you know, I'm excited. It's going to be another great season for the NFL, and there's a lot of wonderful stars out here, Patrick Mahomes and Patrick Peterson and Adam Thielen, a lot of great players out here, and be able to spend time with them, you know, it really makes you feel at home.
I realize a lot of you will think it's a waste of time to go break down everything Larry Fitzgerald says, but I couldn't help it on that one.
Hang on every word.
The first one is, for the first time ever, I've heard him say, I haven't made a decision. I mean, normally he's always joking. Are you going to play with the Cardinals? You know, where is your focus? Right now my focus is on golf. Right now my focus is on trying to make this, you know, blah, 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 and he always makes fun with it. That's the first time he sounded serious. I haven't made a decision. Do you believe him? And then secondly, where did he go after that? These great players, he named Vikings.
Vikings. Yes. What? Okay.
Now, why did you name Vikings?
Once again, let's get back to Larry Fitzgerald and whether or not Larry Fitzgerald, when do you see him actually making some type of declaration? Think about this. You already said it. The veterans are reporting next week, July 27th.
Tuesday.
That's when they're actually going to report, right? Man, doesn't it make so much sense? Wouldn't it be just like Larry Fitzgerald to go ahead, wait for the Sun season to be over, and now all of a sudden he's not taking any shine off that whatsoever? Would we talk about Larry Fitzgerald retiring during the finals if he retired during that finals?
Yes, we would.
We would have talked about Larry Fitzgerald. There's no doubt. He didn't want that. That's who Larry is.
It's a bad decision by an owner to deflect, you know, any attention off his team.
Absolutely. And now all of a sudden, though, when you stop and think about it, now knowing that Tuesday you're going to have veterans reporting, now the Sun season Friday, bury it on a Friday. Larry Fitzgerald. Does that sound like Larry? Bury it on a Friday afternoon that he's retiring.
Is there a Ron Wolfley prediction that news is coming tomorrow afternoon?
No, nobody has told me anything about
this. Wolfley gives you the latest on Larry.
There's a...
Mitch, why do you keep playing that? Why? I'd like some type of answer right
there. No, Wolf, prove it every day.
I've never, ever said that I had an inside scoop with Larry Fitzgerald.
Now, there are two Larry Fitzgerald insiders. Okay. Well, really three. His dad, Paul Calvisi, and a guy by the name of Jim Trotter.
Jim Trotter.
Jim Trotter was on NFL Network Tuesday.
Well, I reached out to him yesterday and asked him, is there any new news? Has he made any decisions? And he told me no new news. He said he's still not under contract. And I asked, are you seeking to secure a new contract? And he said, I still haven't decided on that. So at this point, we don't know. What I do know is that the organization definitely would like to have him back if he wants to play. They like the energy that he brings to the franchise. They like his presence in the locker room. And here's the key part. They like his ability to make catches in crucial situations. Now, obviously, he's not the same guy he was a decade ago, but in crucial situations, they believe he comes up with plays that they need. So from that standpoint, if he decides he wants to play again, there is a spot for him. But as you know as well, Andrew, money talks in these situations, and Larry Fitzgerald is a true businessman.
I would not only say that he makes catches in crucial situations, but he also makes catches in contested situations. And that's what's so important to remember right now. Listen, Larry is open even when he's covered. And I think his touchdown in the corner of the end zone last year, I'm spacing what game that was right now as I'm recalling this, but I can tell you this is Larry Fitzgerald. The definition of Larry is to catch contested balls at this point in his career. This to me is also very similar to AJ Green at this point in his career. Play action has got to be a big part of what the Arizona Cardinals are going to do, because play action will really, in rundown situations, first and 10, second and 1-6, it will help Larry Fitzgerald get open if he were to come back. It would help him. It's going to help AJ Green, I think, as well, if in fact they go ahead and have some type of strong play action that isn't just an RPO.
I'm really fascinated to wonder, and I don't think he would ever answer this, but I would like to ask Larry, whenever you make that decision, did being a Suns owner affect the decision? While you sat and watched this playoff run, was there any chance you were out? You decided, I'm done. And then you see a team come from nowhere. I mean, again, we joke about it all the time. Where did you think the Suns were going to finish at the beginning of the season? They finished 8 quarters away from a world championship. So when you juxtapose the two thoughts we had, does Larry look at that and say, oh my gosh, no matter what we think about this Cardinals team, there's always a chance. I got to do it one more time. Look at the Suns. Or does he go the opposite way? Was he thinking, I am coming back, I just want to be sure? And then he sees all the blood, sweat, and tears of Chris Paul to finally get his ring, man, who's been in the league just about as long as he has, and he didn't. And he says, you know what, I'm, it doesn't happen. Sometimes it's not in the cards and I'm done. I wonder if anything to do with him and his experience with the Suns affects his decision with the Cardinals.
You know, every time I think you couldn't say anything more benign, you come out and you totally redeem yourself with something like that. Give yourself the wolf howl, as a matter of fact, Douglas, because that was good.
You know, it's been really amazing is just the rating spike the last week.
Oh my
God. And all those comments I've been making. Right. Coming up next, are the Suns here to stay? And we mean near the top. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.